Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We invite you to listen and grow to this Power Business and Lifestyle Magazine show. With hosts Paul and Debreeze, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value.
Up and running, and wow, listeners, another week has just absolutely flown. God, I say that every week. It was absolutely flown by. I mean, what a show do we have in front of us today. I mean, the acoustics are echoing around the room. It's a little bit bouncy here, but it's always bouncy here where I am here today. I'm out and about. I mean, God, I had my passport stamped, and I'm doing a bit of travelling. First cup of coffee today, so I'm not caffeined up because I've only just started sipping it. But, I mean, it's been an amazing week. It's been full on this week, for sure. Coming towards the end of the week, and next week is a little bit lighter. Tomorrow I'm hiking and biking. And this week has been, like, so kind of in-depth, you know, with clients, so kind of getting in there. And sometimes you just need to reset, and I've kind of come to one of my favourite places with one of my favourite friends to do that with this morning, for sure. I did, I texted her, said, fancy coming on the show today? And she said to me, let's do it. I mean, that's her in a nutshell. Let's do it. And that's our guest today, and why I wanted to bring this beautiful lady onto the show today, because, you know what? She is so resilient in everything that she does, in the way she does it. And I just wanted to bring that theme in to give us a real detailed, perfect understanding of what it takes, you know, to, one, take on an animal of a business as size of what she has throughout COVID, you know, and then sort of grabbed it by the scruff of the neck, keep picking herself up each day with a beautiful daughter by her side, and then saying, do you know what? I'm going to make this successful. This is going to happen. And this is a story, the theme of what we're running with today. But you know what? Guess what? I did something last week that really absolutely took me hours to get over. You know, I don't mind going shopping. You know what I mean? I don't mind going shopping and go out for clothes and things, but you know, I stretched about 4 inches over Christmas, and I ain't unstretched. I am shrunk back in, you know. So I went shopping last week, I mean, down the local town. There's not much in Carmarthen, for sure. Went down and I thought, you know, I have to get a new suit because I can't get into any of my suits. And there's nothing worse than being in a sweaty changing room, getting all your kit on and off, on and off, on and off, the point you just absolutely infuriated with changing all the time, things, stuff it, so I just grabbed what I had, and I got it on today, and I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good about my new gear with no idea kind of day, absolutely. But you know, I'm here. So, what is today about? Today is about bringing on this beautiful guest, and really talking about what it takes to be courageous. Courageous in business, and you know, and sticking with it. So here we are, listeners. I'm going to introduce this beautiful lady. And you know, we met about 8 months ago. And you know, Tracy, she came on board with some of the programs. You know, we've been coaching her and in the business. But here's the thing: is that it hasn't been about coaching. It's just been about reminding her of how brilliant she is, amazing in what she does. And you know, we've had so many wonderful deep dives and her palace of a business. It's just such a lovely place to come to, de-stress, grab a bit of food, have a smoothie, grab a coffee, work out, whatever you want to do. It's a one-stop shop for all. So without further ado, listeners, let me get in this beautiful lady. First of all, you know, let's applaud her in, the wonderful, amazing, of course, Tracy Randall. Let me bring her in. And Tracy, thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Paul. I think that is a huge introduction there. I'm going to have to live up to that.
You know, listen, you don't have to live up to anything because you've already done it.
Thank you.
Let's share with the listeners, you know, you decided to, well, I don't know what the square footage of this building. I have no idea. What's the square footage, do you know?
Yeah, it's 5,500 square feet.
I knew you would know. I mean, you know all stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? It's like 5,500 square feet.
I mean,
that's a big animal of a building to take on your own, and turn into what is, of course, Emporium Wellbeing. No, Emporium
Fitness and Health.
Fitness
health
and Wellbeing. Oh my God, I had it all tongue twisted and tied. Say it again.
Emporium Fitness, Health and Wellbeing.
Emporium Fitness, Health and Wellbeing. Now, listeners, we're in a corner of Wales here, and we're going to go into more detail as to where that is. Now, you took this on. At what point and what happened?
A critical point of where we came out first of the first big lockdown, and feeling that we would never go into another lockdown. Mm-hmm. This building popped up and I thought, yep, let's do it. And 24 days and they shut us down again.
Wow, so you were 24 days of coming into here, full overheads. Mm-hmm. You know, all the utilities and all the rent that comes with this size of a building, and then straight into lockdown.
Yeah, huge lockdown. Yeah, 6 months.
Wow. One. Now, you come from the fitness industry. That's where your life has been, yeah?
Yes, it is, yes.
So what are you, a fitness trainer and all the baggage that comes with that?
Absolutely. 30 years, I think, of baggage. Probably isn't baggage. I wouldn't like to say it's baggage. I would say it's more of a journal.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of a journal. 30 plus years, but we'll stick to 30. Yeah.
So what took you into the fitness industry and the well-being and health and all this? What took you into that in the first place then?
Originally, I was very sporty in school, very sporty out of school, competitive out of school. Mm-hmm. I used to canoe, slalom and canoe polo. And
a water baby, eh?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, and then trained as a lifeguard as well. So yeah.
Oh wow, yeah, you saved some lives.
Yeah,
Did you actually save a life?
I have, yeah.
Well, I mean, I laugh. I think it's profound that yeah. All this time I've known you, you've actually saved a life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a couple actually.
Someone from an NDA. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Near death experience. I mean, that's profound.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge experience. To be fair, to know you have saved a life.
Preserved a life.
Definitely.
That is just, wow. That must, did that actually take some time to come to terms with, or it was just, you feel, it's just part of what I've been trained to do?
It's a huge thing to come to terms with. They're not always successful either.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my first one wasn't successful. But it played in my mind for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, you know, can I, should I have done more for that incident?
Yeah.
But my old boss had a huge ethic on it. And he said, you can only do what you can do.
Yeah.
And that's it. And, he taught me that, which was a great way of going on. And he was the first person I went to when that happened.
Wow.
I went down there and I said, guess what's happened?
Wow.
And he said, you've done CPR for the first time.
What an emotional shift in the understanding of what life is.
Yeah.
When you, when you save a life and when you can't quite follow through with that.
Yeah.
Wow, Tracy, I didn't know this about you. I mean, wow, you know, and to share this with our listeners also tells me how resilient you are again, because, you know, that would have taken some working through for yourself. And, you know, and again, that bringing all that and all that you've been in life as, you know, as a fitness instructor, a mom, so wife, obviously, at some point, or maybe not. You shake your head. Shaking an head to me, man. So, okay, well, in a relationship, we could say.
Yes, okay, yes.
Well, you know, there's somebody out there who's going to want to put a ring in our finger, girl, for sure.
Who wants a ring?
Well, yeah.
Who wants it?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. I mean, I remember when I got married to Deb, it's like, I said, Deb, I don't want a flashy ring. I'm going to go down and get a stainless steel one for 30 quid, and I love it. That's just a titanium one.
Yeah.
I love it. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, so fitness is a way of life. It's not something you can do from 9 to 5. It's something that is a constant nag. Now, I say that because, you know, I was semi-pro mountain bike racing for many years. It wasn't quite an income, but almost there. And, you know, the realization is that whether you feel good or not feel good, you still got to get up and do it, as you in any job. But this one asks a lot of yourself. You know, you can't have tired days because every day has got to be a good day. And then, you know, you put yourself in a position where you are a fitness instructor and people are coming to you and they're relying on their well-being, their confidence in feeling good about themselves. Now, that is a constant pull off you. Do you know what I mean? You're always giving energy. So where do you get energy from?
Oh, I don't. To be fair, I think I get my energy from the members. They come to me for a reason. And we are not a typical gym.
Mm-hmm.
We are very member focused. And they come to me for a reason.
Yeah.
And my energy comes from them. It's their want to be in that fitness side of things. They're here to start looking after themselves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's where I would say my energy comes from.
When you say, though, you know, membership orientated, membership friendly, but also I'm going to say that you're quite niched, you know, in the disciplines. You know, we're going to talk about the Emporium, but you're very focused on the type of community that you want to service. You know, I don't see bodybuilders in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't see that kind of approach to this gym.
The whole ethic of Emporium came from my varied experiences.
Mm.
So starting from the initial gym that I worked in a conventional gym with bodybuilders.
Mm-hmm.
And to take that away into the gym that we have now is very difficult. But what I learned from being in a conventional gym is that a lot of people, unless you're there for bodybuilding, they don't want to be in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
They're there for a reason.
Yeah.
But there is more to life than a bodybuilder's gym.
Yeah.
And to hand that over, to be fair, it's probably a certain age group that will live within a bodybuilding gym.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we reach that limit?
Yeah.
What happens to us then? When we're hitting our 40s,
mm-hmm.
We all start to edge off going to the gym. And why is that?
You're so right, because I'm 54. I couldn't see me going. I mean, I spent a good 25 years in the gym.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really did. You know, not bodybuilding, but certainly a physique, for sure, because of what I did. But I couldn't see me going back into a gym now. So there's a disconnect.
Absolutely.
Where, you know, at a certain age and time, unless you stay within that environment,
mm-hmm.
you disconnect. And then it's like, you know, it's like almost as if, you know, we all went to nightclubs in our 20s and early 30s. All of a sudden, there's no nightclubs for a 54-year-old person, you know what I mean? I can't go there. And they're like, what are you doing, you're oldie, you know what I mean? Mutton dressers, land man. So
yeah.
There's that disconnect. So
exactly. But like you said, you're 54, I'm 50. And our lives are completely different to the way our parents would have been at 50.
Mm-hmm.
I look back at my mama when she was 50 and I just think, oh, she's so old. I will tell you I'm 28. And my next birthday, I'm 28. And the birthday after that, I'm 28. Because that is mentally where I am.
Yeah.
And when I look at somebody now who is 70, I don't think of them as old. And why should
mm-hmm,
we?
Mm-hmm.
So why should we not have the same opportunities and mm-hmm. same facilities as we did in our 20s?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I you know, my dad calls me Peter Pan, the boy who never grew up. Because, I don't think there's any reason why you have to grow up in life myself.
Absolutely not.
I think age is over, is kind of overused and doesn't need to be there. But here we are. So we're in the Vale of Glamorgan.
We are.
That's where we are. Where are we? Where are we geographically sitting in here?
We're in a little village called Landown. We are between equally 3 miles between Cowbridge and equally 3 miles out of Lantwick Major. Mm-hmm. And we are in the beautiful little village, which is surrounded by farmland and agricultural land. So, yeah, it's amazing where we are.
It's such a beautiful spot. And, you know, let's say again, you've got 5,500 square feet sat in this spot in the middle of almost stick country, mm-hmm. is what I say. And, you know, you pull up and there you can see the Emporium sign. When you come in, you can feel the quality of what you put in here. And this is what I emphasize to our listeners. How do you manage to, you know, how do you manage to get that quality in on what must have been like a zero budget? Because all of a sudden you're shut down. There was no help as such because you didn't fit in the category of grants and things like this. Mm-hmm. So there's no help as such. So, you know, there must have been some real lonely, hard days there, girl.
Yeah. To be fair, the first week that we were open, one of the instructors came on board with Legree, and we sat here with the announcement coming from the government to say they're shutting us down again. Mm-hmm. And we looked at each other and just thought, oh no.
Yeah.
Where we picked ourselves up was knowing that eventually there will be an end to this. Mm-hmm. And we just kept going with it day in, day out. We had no choice. We were signed into it and that was it.
Yeah.
So we had no choice but to just keep working.
Wow.
And yeah, it was difficult. Financially, it has been hugely draining. Mm-hmm. And are there times where I want to walk away? Every single day. Every single day. I just think, what am I doing? Scares me every single day, but it excites me more.
Wow. You know, I want to come in, you know, and congratulate you first for the emotional stamina that you've put in over these last couple of years. I don't know how it is you've managed to keep it square the way you are, because I'm going to say, listeners, when I walk into this fantastic, you know, health opportunity, and I'll say that, it's a health opportunity because you have, you know, where we are here, we're in your, a coffee, juice, health bar. I'm going to say it's fantastic. With all the fruit plastered all over the wall and things, it's a beautiful space to be in. We have this, and then, of course, the other side of this then is you walk into the air gym. We got the function room, and then there's a room behind, further on we'll talk about in a second. You know, it's a beautiful entranceway into this building. You've thought of every detail that makes, you know, the individual feel at home, feel wanted, and as well as running the business on a daily basis, including admin, cleaning the toilets and everything else, you're also the main main instructor here.
Yes,
I
right.
I mean, girl, how do you split yourself in that many pieces?
You just have to. I think as a business owner, you just have to. Mm-hmm. And one of the initial things coming into this business was learning from my background was just to get to the end of each day. And then you learn from that day and then you move on. And then you learn from that day mm-hmm. and you move on. Mm-hmm. I'm really lucky because there's a number of brilliant instructors that have come on in the same position. Mm-hmm. We're all independent businesses, but coming together to make Emporium work.
Yeah,
Emporium is the heart of variety. Yeah. And that's where I found where the loss in the industry is, mm-hmm. is that you have great instructors out there, but have nowhere to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got this great
building.
When
you say great instructors, you mean instructors that are independent, that want to run classes for themselves, but have nowhere to put those classes.
That's it, yeah. So unless you go to working for leisure centres or private health clubs, mm-hmm. you've got nowhere to go other than the village hall.
Wow.
But why should you? You've trained, you've got mm-hmm. these amazing talents, you've got amazing instructors that are going to keep going and going.
Yeah.
And I always say, you know, me 20 years ago, but I want to keep that going.
Yeah.
I want brilliant instructors. We deserve brilliant instructors.
That's fab, because you are actually, through the business here, the Emporium, you're creating small businesses and you're supporting, you know, those enthusiastic trainers that are coming through you know, to support their business.
That's exactly
and help it grow. Because what I do know is, you know, you're a very astute business person. And when people come in here to, you know, offer these services, they don't just come and rent a room. You help them build a business. You help them, you know a lot about, you certainly know a lot about surviving, girl, for sure. And that is more important than actually knowing how to make money. Because when you survive, you know how to make money. Making money is the easy bit. You certainly know how to do that. And that is just, so what we're going to do is, listeners, we're going to jump into a quick 90-second commercial. When we come back, then we're going to deep dive into really what the Emporium is about. Well, what's the values here? What is it that Lovely Tracy is wanting this Emporium to look like to Joe Public? So give us about 90 seconds and we'll be back.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Oh, happy days, oh, happy days. We are back in, listeners. And yes, that was a shock. 90 seconds for sure. And of course, where are we today? We're in the Emporium, where all health is made beautiful for sure. We're with a wonderful owner, and of course, her daughter's in the background with her boyfriend. We're a wonderful owner, Tracy Randall, amazing, amazing business person, entrepreneur S for sure. She's an entrepreneur S, and then, you know, we're in here today, and we are just really deep diving into her story and what. And what's so beautiful about this is that the share of this is going to give all you listeners out there an understanding of, you know, resilience, how important these things are, and how to really sort of think about that for yourself. But Tracy, welcome back, girl.
Welcome back. Yes.
So here's the thing. Before the break, we were talking about, you know, really what the core values are of the Emporium. And as we talked there, you know, lovely Sarah Renwick has walked in, and she's part of the services here, you know, and everybody else. So, you know, let's talk about first of all, your market. You know, you come here and you specifically wanted to build a business that honed in on those, that disconnect that we talked about, where, you know, you feel that it's not servicing that age gap. And so let's talk about that.
It is a definite missed area of fitness. Mm-hmm. We did touch on the fact that when we hit our 35, 40s, we've had our children, and we're in that panic zone, mm-hmm. of we want to go back to the gym, we want to look our best, we want to start being healthy again, but how and where do we go?
Yeah.
And this is where Emporium came to life, because it is very difficult to get people to exercise anyway. Mm-hmm. But
do you think it's come like that, or do you think, you know,
definitely
people have kind of shaped into not exercising as much as what we used to?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, social media has a huge part to play in that.
Really?
You look at the way we are in supposed to look on social media, mm-hmm. the way we are portrayed to look, you know, at 35, 40, mm-hmm. what are we supposed to look like now? It has taken us in a hugely different direction, as we were talking about.
Do you think we're becoming more discouraged almost because of that, I don't know, fitness envy, shape envy, look
completely.
Envy, you know, health envy,
completely.
That social media. Yeah. And then we're like, oh, do you know what? I can't be doing the work to get like that because I can't get there.
What is real anymore?
Oh, wow.
What is real anymore? We don't know what real is. You look at somebody in their 40s, you look at Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. You know, wow.
Not wow for me, man. She's not my shape of lady, for sure.
But women of an age will look at her and think, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And is it achievable?
Yeah.
And we then shy back away from gyms because gyms now will be girls in their 20s,
mm-hmm.
who look amazing, absolutely look amazing, and are following these social media trends, mm-hmm. they're following the social media looks, and they want to look their best, and they're in the gyms because they want to look their best. And people in their 40s are shying further and further away from it, because can we compete with that? But also, body shaming. How many people have come to me and said, you know, they won't go to gyms because of The way they're made to feel in a gym.
Yeah.
They're intimidated by the machines. They're intimidated by the people that are in there.
Wow.
And it is scary, really scary.
Well, Tracy, you know, that you just said something that kind of almost put a shockwave through my soul, which was body shaming.
Absolutely.
That is just such a horrible collection of two words put together.
Mm-hmm.
Body shaming. It's just terrible when the idea of a fitness environment is to embrace who you are, and then if there's a different shape that you're looking for, to embrace the journey of that shape. You know, listen, I love putting weight on, I love taking weight off. I love both ways of journey for me, for sure. You know, let's talk about the Emporium in itself then, because, you know, we haven't really gone into the internals of what Emporium is. So let's do it one section at a time. So where should we touch on first?
Oh, I love talking about Emporium.
I know you do, girl.
Well, let's start at the beginning then. We'll start in the Air Gym.
Okay, the Air Gym. I love the name of that, the Air Gym. But let's go, what is it?
The Air Gym is fluid hydraulics. So it's non-weight-bearing machines. Mm-hmm. So these are minimalist. They're stylish. They're made to be easy on the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So used initially for physio.
Oh, wow.
For rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And what came from that is that you still get a great body workout from mm-hmm. them without the pressure of weight-bearing machines.
Oh, wow. So you still get that toning, and you still get that, I don't know, that
sculpting.
That's what I'm... Oh, look at that. Sculpting, man.
You do. Yeah.
I love sculpting. I mean, sculpting to me feels much softer than ripping.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
And that's exactly it, yeah.
I mean, I'd rather a sculpted lady than a ripped lady any day of the week. But that's just me, listeners. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. But so sculpting. So basically, how does that work? Is it they come and do a kind of I don't know, circuit? That's
yes,
the word I'm looking
for. Each machine will work a different body, a different muscle group.
Mm-hmm.
And you will work on a circuit. We use Tabata. Great workout. So it's not an easy workout.
Mm-hmm.
But what the machines do, they work with you. So they never change. You think the workout gets easier. It doesn't. You just get fitter.
Oh, wow.
So they change with you. The harder you work, the harder the machines work. But you don't feel it because of the hydraulic resistance.
Wow. I mean, as soon as you walk into this beautiful building, that's the first thing you see is the Air Gym. And, of course, there's a lot of funky lights going on here, and there's a lot of beautifulness for sure. And then, so where are we going to go from the Air Gym?
Oh, we're going into the function room then.
Oh, cool.
Yes, we love the function room.
I mean, that is banging.
It is banging.
It is. I've gone in there and, you know, when that music is beasting and the lights are going, that is a full-on high-energy room. And
absolutely
it's quite
is
a big space, eh?
It is a big space, yeah. It's used for a variety of different things now. Spin. The spin bike's in there. When that is going, that is just an electric atmosphere in there. Mm-hmm. It's a great feeling, that one.
Yeah.
We do box fit.
Boxfit.
Yep, lights down, music high, bit of boxing, great. And then we've got the calmer side of things where we've got the Pilates as well. So you have the nice quiet zones in the evenings. But it's a really functional room.
Yeah.
Do a lot of functional fitness in there. We set the room up with functional fitness equipment and members can swap between the two. They can do a circuit workout or they can jump in and do a functional fitness workout.
Wow. And that room also is available. This is the room that you like to support the local, you know, personal trainers that want to come in and bring their business in. Anything, it can be anything from whether it's pole fitness, boxing, spinning, whatever it may be, you like that to come in, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. Our newest one is pole fit, and that is just flying. We have got two classes on a Sunday night, which are just full continuously.
Who would have thought, you know what I mean? And I have to say, listeners, you know, my Deb was a pole dancer when I met Deb, you know, in Southampton. But all of a sudden, you know, when I met her, it's like, I never went there because I couldn't get my head around it, you know what I mean? But now, pole dancing is like a fitness.
It is.
I mean, it takes a lot of work to drag yourself up the top of that pole. Do you know what
I mean? I don't think we're up to the top of the pole yet. But you know, halfway. Yeah, halfway.
But it's amazing that I'm going to say the range that you're bringing into the Emporium. It's not about, like you say, coming in and pricking up your free weights and being stuck there. It's about, you know, you can pick so much that you can do each week that adds that full value of, you know, of yourself, how you, you know, experiencing different disciplines and things.
That's exactly it. Again, Emporium is the heart of variety.
Yeah.
So to give members the choice. So you're not stuck into a membership that you come in and you say, well, I've got a full membership. Do you use the pool? Do you use the gym? Do you use the classes?
Yeah.
No, no, no. All I do is this. All
yeah.
It's so you get to control what you're doing. So mm-hmm. if you want to jump into a pole fit class, you do. If you want to jump into an A circuit class, you do. If you want to jump into a spin, you do.
Yeah.
But you're not restricted to doing that in a membership.
Yeah. Now, with the classes, the range you're bringing in, I'm going to come back to a course. You wanted to fill a gap. But where that disconnect, that age of disconnect. You're not being, you know, age racer. I don't know if that's the word, actually. But, you know, what we're saying is there is a disconnect at a certain point in life, because I went through that at 54. I say I would struggle to go back to a gym. So we have that range. But do you feel that these new classes are also about bringing in, you know, a younger generation to experience the multiple of disciplines that you're bringing in here?
I think the age... is a very good cross-section of things now. Initially, some of the classes were aimed at the older generation. And now the younger generation are coming back in and seeing how we can cross-section this and start mixing the ages into mm-hmm. everything that we do in Emporium. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, people had a very narrow vision of what the age gym was, they would look at it as, but that's for older people. And then you would look at pole fit as for younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Now the cross section is changing.
Well, wow.
Whereas you get in a lot of the older ladies and some guys
mm-hmm.
wanting to try pole fit.
Yeah.
And they just think it's so exciting. And at the same time, they're coming in, they see the age gym, and they get excited then about having a go with the age gym.
Yeah.
So the cross-section mm-hmm. of it is changing. It's exactly what we were aiming for.
I love it. I love the whole concept of what you're doing here now. Opening up that value and the self-worth value for people to come here and pick up, you know, that going to the gym feel again, and having a different feel to it. You know, but also, I'm going to come back and, you know, back to the business part of it. You know, you went through that huge dip in COVID. You know, when I think about the COVID, it must have been like a ghost building.
That's exactly what it was. I used to wander around this building and it was sad. It was mm-hmm. really, really sad that what we are trying to do is build people's health and fitness and well-being and ongoing well-being.
Yeah.
I particularly work with people with long-term health conditions mm-hmm. and that all stopped. The detriment of that is huge.
Yeah.
Whereas we should have been able to stay open,
mm-hmm.
But we didn't, and walking around this building and it was all closed.
Wow.
And knowing that we really could have been mm-hmm. helping mm-hmm. people.
Because that's something that's big on your list now is being part of, I'm going to say, like the Golden Pass.
Yes.
So you work with local authorities.
Yes.
To offer what is opportunities for, again, the more mature.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we can say older. I don't really know. But I'm going to say more mature because I'm a mature person now. You know, I know more mature to sort of introduce themselves back into there where they have free passes to come in and experience the gym. I mean, that's quite a commitment also from your part, coming out of COVID, knowing that, you know, you've got to get that runway back again, that financial runway, but still being generous in opening the gym to that Golden Pass, people coming in and get that opportunity to have free opportunities to be here.
I think it's a huge value, not just to me, but to the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that, as we were saying, who is 50 years old now, who's 60, who's 70, we are living our lives that our parents before us, were sitting in armchairs. We don't do that now. We don't do that. Some of my members are now paddleboarding.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I never recall my mother doing exercise ever.
No.
I remember once. I think I was before I was in, went into my teens. I'm sure I remember my father seeing him run a rugby pitch once. But other than that, he could barely kick a ball with me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although they worked hard, but they didn't do any fitness.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
And now I just couldn't imagine not doing something.
Yeah. And that is generally the community that we live in now. These are the ages that we live in now. And I think these are going to change more and more as well, the older we get. Mm-hmm. My oldest lady is 83.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
She is amazing. And she just does not stop.
I love you've created that environment for that person at that time in life to feel good about coming somewhere. We haven't done this. Let's get all these contact details out there. How do we find the Emporium, girl?
You can find us on Facebook, mm-hmm. and that is now Emporium Fitness Balance Style.
Fitness Balance Style.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, we've brought the name down slightly for our Facebook. But you can also find our website, which is emporium-uk.com.
Emporium-uk.com.
Yes.
Happy days. That's how we find you. Before we go into a break, let's talk a little deeper into... Okay, so we've got the air gym, we've got a function room, and we have Pilates, mm-hmm. you mentioned.
We do.
Now, do we go into the parlour, Pilates? You said that, so that's you, but that's someone that's providing, again, a service into the Emporium, so that's someone that's here?
No, that's one of our instructors who mm-hmm. does a Pilates class. It's a regular mat Pilates class. Mm-hmm. We also have another studio, which isn't technically Pilates, but it's formed from a version of Pilates, mm-hmm. Which is now called Legree.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'd have no idea what that, how to even say that. Legree?
Legree.
Wow, is that even English?
No.
I mean, it's a word I've never heard before. Do you agree with me or not? Do you know what I mean?
I know Lorraine would be the best person to talk about Legree. I'm learning as I'm going with this one. The Legree is from the founder of Legree called Sebastian Legree, mm-hmm. and like I say, Lorraine will tell you more about that, but Lorraine runs the only studio in the UK that is Legree, which is a reformer machine on steroids. That's what I call it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's called the Mega Former, and like I say, we are the only place in the UK to actually have a studio.
And that's here, of course, in the Emporium, listeners.
It is.
If you're local, be here. Do you know what I mean? Let's go into then. Let's talk about, because you have treatment rooms here.
We do. Yeah.
Let's start with your favourite. Where would you be? Let's start there with the treatment rooms.
Oh, okay. Favouritism. Well, it would have to be our Sarah Renwick.
Sarah Renwick,
yes,
eh?
Yes. I would say our little Sarah Renwick, but I'm sure she's 6 foot tall. She is the most loveliest lady. And I have to say that because she sat behind me.
I've met Sarah, you know, we've worked together. She has such a beautiful approach to everything. But what was the reason for bringing Sarah in then? What was different about this, what she brought to the Emporium?
What she brings is a vault of experience. Mm-hmm. She is not your regular acupuncturist. The wealth of knowledge that she brings, the amount of variety mm-hmm. in her treatments that she brings here isn't anywhere else. And that is what we like in Emporium.
Yeah.
We like to offer things that mm-hmm. nobody else offers.
Yeah.
Yes, you might have acupuncture in other places, but you don't have the quality or the knowledge that Sarah mm-hmm. brings with you, mm-hmm. 30 plus years of knowledge that she brings to us. She jumps over my head.
Oh, this girl hasn't been in the world is nobody's business. Do you know what I mean? And I'm going to put a quick plug in here because we will be doing a show with Sarah in a couple of weeks then. You're going to really, really, listeners, get to understand, you know, what this lady's about. But the different models and variety and different, I'm going to say, how can I put it? Because it's so spiritually and beautifully sort of entwined. But we're going to be bringing Sarah on in a couple of weeks. So watch out for that show as it comes through there. Who else do you have here?
We have a massage therapist, Andrea Pugh.
Andrea Pugh. I know of Andrea Pugh.
You do. Yes, she was here last night. And she is building up her clients here now. Excellent massage therapist. Mm-hmm. Very well known. And she is with us every other week. We have clinical psychologists. We have two clinical psychologists here.
Wow.
So they use our talk-in treatment rooms.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lovely, amazing lady, Dr. Charlotte Eckhart. And she,
Charlotte Eckhart. I mean, that's interesting in itself, do you know what I mean? It's like,
she is amazing. She is the most interesting person. And this is what I love about me being in Emporium, because I get to meet and work with these amazing mm-hmm. ladies.
Yeah.
And not particularly ladies, but it just happens to be that they're all ladies. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte is a consultant in the NHS, but she also has her private practices here as well. So she brings her private practice here for medical aesthetics.
And you open your building up, you open your treatment rooms up for this variety, where they come in and, of course, they become part of Emporium and they bring their businesses to you. And, you know, I'm guessing that you're always open to new practitioners.
Absolutely. But we are very careful who we do bring on board. Mm-hmm. One, we like to be the best, mm-hmm. the best. We like to offer the best. We like to be able to promote all these businesses that come to us.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can say to them with my heart to say how brilliant these mm-hmm. people are. So when they come to us, they have the qualifications, they have the background, they have mm-hmm. the knowledge that will be amazing to even be part of.
It's fantastic that you kept that clarity. You know, again, going through the COVID period where they flatlined, but determined to keep the quality still, because you could have just filled the Emporium with anything, really, mm-hmm. just to get the cash in.
Yeah.
But you didn't do that. You was determined to say, okay, let's keep the quality there, which I have no doubt to put stress, you know, on the business to keep afloat and keep going. And we're going to dive into that in a second, listeners. But right now, I'm going to just take us into a quick 90-second commercial. And we're going to jump back in and deep dive back into the heart of this amazing entrepreneur-ess.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Boom! We are back in, listeners, and we're up and running. Yes, we are in the smoothie bar, with all the smoothness happens. And only the smooth people hang out. I really milked that, didn't I?
You did.
I mean, that. So you can hear that. You can hear it's quite busy. Everybody's behind us, listeners. There's a lot of movement. There's coffee machines going and hungry bellies being filled. And I'm going to have something to eat after the show in the smoothie bar at the Emporium. Well, kind of on the back of the Emporium. It's like a business within a business. But that's what you do.
That is what we do.
You do business within businesses all the time.
Oh.
And you are probably one of the most positively stubborn people I've ever met in business. You really are. And I'm sure if I asked your daughter to back me up on that, she totally would. She totally would. Now, I want to just jump in. You know, if there was something that you could, if there was any piece of advice you could offer out there to those young entrepreneurs that have really thought long and hard about, you know, is it the right time? Is there any right time? But what really kept you going through, you know, through the period? And because I can see that you're now you've got somewhere almost to the top of the hill. This is turning.
Mm.
You know, there is a tailwind, and there is for most of us coming out of this, you know, this period. But what has really kept you going? You know, what would be your insight?
I would say, for sure, if you have a passion for something, never, never, ever give up. And I'm looking at the wall behind you there, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a couple of quotes that we post throughout our building.
Yeah.
And this is a long time coming for me. I have waited 30 years for this. And I have built my knowledge. I have built my experiences.
Yeah.
And I've put this into Emporium. And if you have that vision,
mm-hmm.
stick with it.
Oh, wow.
Stick with it.
Have you ever wanted to sort of, you know, when you think about your vision, have you thought about, am I needing to reshape it, you know? Have you ever thought about, can I perhaps take the Emporium somewhere else? And, you know, I know it's a sharp question, a little bit edgy, but, You know, are you wondering, is the Emporium about being loyal to, you know, the Vale of Glamorgan where you are here? Or is it, you know, is there more Emporiums in your mind?
Emporium deserves to be everywhere. And again, yes, we're in the Vale of Glamorgan, but there is another saying that we don't have roots, we're not trees. We can move.
Yeah.
And it isn't about physically moving, mm-hmm. but this can be anywhere, and I would love to see more emporiums, because there are, as I said before, hugely, amazingly talented instructors who will be brilliant business people. But what they find is that they don't want to run a business.
Yeah.
And places like Emporium give them that. I help them on that business side.
Yeah.
I help them get started because they are brilliant instructors and they need to do what they need to do. Running a business and doing their accounts and doing the marketing is alien to them.
Yeah.
And I say this all the time. I'm a fitness instructor. I'm not an accountant. Somebody else does that. And we all have our talents.
Yeah.
So it's so important to remember that in RCT, in Bridgend, in all of the surrounding counties, there are brilliant instructors, there are brilliant therapists, there are brilliant people who need emporiums.
Wow. So what we've seen is there's a lot of talent, instructing talent that's being lost, really, because there's nowhere for them to connect to be able to get that business going. Because I know, as I said earlier part of the show, you're an amazing business mentor. And that's because, you know, you've had to learn. And, you know, we've had some fantastic deep dives over the last couple of months. I'm very privileged to be somewhat on the edge of this journey with you and part of it. And you are definitely a testimonial, an example of what, you know, resilience after COVID is about, and being determined to connect the community together. Because listeners, you know, one thing a business is designed to do is to create a community, whether it's a global community, a local community, or, you know, a geographical community, and that's something, Tracy, I found that you're very passionate about, for sure.
Thank you, Paul. One of the things that I would definitely say is that COVID has not only taught us a lot, but it's we have lost a lot through COVID. A lot of great instructors, bearing in mind the fitness industry was shut down for the longest. We were shut down for 14 months.
Wow.
Apart from a couple of weeks here and there.
Yeah.
We were shut down for 14 months. And a lot of instructors had to go and find new jobs. They are now working in your supermarkets and in
kit. What a shame.
It is a huge shame. And now they can't afford to get back into the business.
Wow.
And to give them the opportunity to come back in and say, you know, this is what I do. I have met some amazing fitness instructors who now work in supermarkets.
Wow.
Therapists who now work in the care homes.
Yeah.
It is sad.
There has to be a way, like you say, where we can grab this expertise, this talent, as I say, and bring it back in. And again, let's throw this out there again. How do we find Emporium?
You will find Emporium on Facebook. And if you just put in Emporium, fitness, balance, style, you will find us. Or our website is emporium-uk.com.
And we are here. We are based in the Vale of Glamorgan.
We are.
And say again, where are we?
We're in Landau. And that is right in the heart of Cowbridge and Lantwick Major.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a fitness environment, a health environment, an emotional environment. There's everything here that introduces that quality back into your emotional self, your fitness self. I love, is you're here to sculpture, not just your body, but your soul, man. It is, it's beautiful. Because you have, I say, you talked about Sarah Renwick and what she has to offer. And that's such a deep, almost conditioning that you get from Sarah, that then you go from there straight into the air gym, straight in the function room, and then into the smoothie bar, and off you go. You've done a full circle. Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly it. So, you know, we're a one-stop shop. You come in for your workout, you'll end up with a massage or acupuncture, or drop into our clinical psychologist, and then a smoothie to finish off. Exactly it.
It is beautiful. And, you know, I want to put this out there. This show is about supporting community. you are way ahead of myself when it comes to doing that. And we're saying anybody that's Vale of Glamorgan, surrounding area by a 40 miles, 50 miles, search out, find this place, Emporium, come here, support what's here, really get to experience the layers of all the services that will go, that will take a deep dive into the deepest, most important part of you emotionally too, of course, sculpturing that beautifulness externally. It's all here at the Emporium. And, you know, Tracy, thank you. Thank you, one, for being one of the most resilient entrepreneurs I've met in a long time. And, you know, sustaining what you've done here, it's been just fantastic, girl.
Thank you, Paul.
No, it really has. And, you know, you're very modest. And, you know, you rarely say brilliant things about yourself. But, you know, well done to you. Well done to you.
Thank you.
Really, yeah. Really. And so let's just quickly... Going into 23, 24?
Oh, I think I would love to see another Emporium open.
Wow.
I would love to see it. Wow. I am now introducing another brilliant instructor into the Emporium heart, and which will free my time up a little bit more to start pushing the business side of things, even more so. What I love is pushing the businesses that are already here, and hopefully welcoming more businesses as we go. The Emporium name is now becoming very popular, and which is great. So 23, 24. Let's see another Emporium, shall we?
Happy days, man. This has been such a fantastic health deep dive.
Oh, yes.
I've really enjoyed it, absolutely. Listeners, you know, for those who are located locally in Vale of Glamorgan, South Wales, is it just South Wales?
Maybe? South Wales.
South Wales, please look up the Emporium and come down, have a visit, get yourself here. It's an amazing place. And listeners, until this time next week, have a health, excitedly brilliant week. And bye for now, and boom!
Emotions are your friend.